Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
How you going? Good, yeah, really good. Just getting my information straight.
It's always good to do. No fake news here.
No fake news at BFM. You can trust us.
Well, most of the time.
Most of the time. We're very trustworthy. Okay, we're sounding really...
It's been really hard reading the news not to, you know, get back on my bullshit and insert my own leanings.
That's why we have a very good news team who are great at going straight down the line.
That's why I don't normally read the news.
No, you do a very good job of reading the news, Sarah. We all have to wear many hats in a pandemic. What are we talking about? We're talking about music. New music on the BFM playlist.
Hey, the great thing, well, it's not a great thing, but a silver lining about being in a pandemic is a lot of musicians are at home and still making music. So we don't miss out on just screeds
of great tunes. And I think that the through line of every conversation we've had with anybody basically since March has been how important music's been.
Definitely.
For all people across the board. Who is the first person that we're talking about today?
Well, you seemed quite taken by one of the tracks I put in, so why don't we start with that one?
Okay, I know which one you're talking about now.
What was it that you were reading when I walked into the room?
I was having a little bit of a body horror moment because we're talking about Bill Callahan's song Raikouta, and I was having my little Google refresh on Raikouta, who's got a glass eye, which is not the body horror thing. It's how he lost his eye in the first place, which was...
And how did he lose his eye?
An incident... Oh, just squeamish people. Yeah. Just go la 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 for 3 seconds here. An incident when he was about 4 or 5, when he was trying to fix a toy car with a knife. I'll leave the rest up to your imagination.
Yes.
Ugh. Bill Callahan, though.
Bill Callahan. So this is the 9th song on a 10-track album, which is just about to come out. It comes out on September the 4th. And he's been releasing a new song every Monday in the States. This most recent release is called Raikouta. Now, on this record, which is called Gold Record, which is kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, because I don't think Bill Callahan has ever had a gold record.
No.
The first single that came out, he opens it by saying, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash."
That was a great impersonation.
Which he's not. And then finishes that song by saying, "Yours sincerely, Al Cohen." So kind of skewering all these sacred cows that he may or may not have been compared to over the course of his incredibly prolific career. I think he's released something like 21 albums since 1990, both under his name and under the name Smog. Mm. And then skewering another sacred cow in this song very specifically because it's all about Raikouta, who is, again, another very prolific, very well-souled guitarist. There's a few sick burns in this song, but you still, the great thing about Bill Callahan, he's so witty and so clever. You never really can tell whether he's intending to skewer the sacred cow or just remind you of why they're on that pedestal. So let's have a listen. This is Bill Callahan with Raikouta.
Raikouta, he's a real straight shooter. Is that Raikouta? So laid back and exact in his attack of the discipline. Like a cat, I wonder what bag he's next going to get in. He's a real shapeshifter. Better call him Mr. Mr. Cooter. English rockers, all their money goes right up their nose. Well, Rye just smiles and tries another difficult yoga pose. Ankarasasana. He's a real straight spiner. Gold Song 49er. He freed Cuba with a Buena Vista. Him and Vim. And it turned me on to old Kim Sin. Remember those licks he played on chicken skin. Now imagine him laying apart down right here where the song grows thin. Drawing all the listeners who tuned out right back in. He's a real side kicker and a mighty good leader. In and out of so many bags. A recent mandolin with bluegrass Ricky Skaggs.
Coda.
It might not be the earwormiest Bill Callahan song on his forthcoming album, Gold Record, but it's certainly the best example of his wit.
It made me laugh about five times, like genuine.
Yes.
Laugh.
His wit is on full display throughout this entire album, but probably no more so than in that track. We were just talking about what our favourite sick burn was in that song.
The yoga one. I think.
Most English rockers, their money goes straight up their nose, but Rai just smiles and does another yoga pose. Asana.
10 out of 10, Bill Callahan.
My favourite one is he freed Cuba with a Buena Vista, him and Vim, which is a reference to Buena Vista Social Club.
Yes.
Which was Rai Kuda's Son Cubano album, which brings up all of those arguments of who gets the money when rich Western musicians go over and liberate music, which was doing fine just by itself. Thank you very much.
Hard. That's our first one, Bill Callahan, Rai Kuda. What's our second one, Sarah?
Our second one, we are going to come far closer to home than Texas. Auckland, Shiraz and Alice J. Brandon Woo-hoo. Shiraz and Lightskin John, who met each other at Dilworth,
aww.
Which I only just found out, which is amazing, and have been making music together ever since. 5 years deep into this particular project.
Yeah.
This is their latest single called Risky, part of the amazing Auckland Grow Room crew who used to be based out of the arcade on Karangahape Road. Just because they don't have a home base anymore, thanks to the...
gentrification.
Well, yeah, thanks to gentrification doesn't mean their music isn't still incredibly important and of the city we live in. So let's have a listen to Risky.
Childish, just like Disney. Me, I'm violent, like Sin City. Three shots, put her up on his tippies. Three shots, but I didn't get tipsy. Three cops at the stop, trying to breath me. Bless me, drive off on him, that's risky. Is he bad? He don't want to get busy. I bet I'ma bend that thing like Izzy. I'm a rider, but I keep silent. Liars talk, but you never gonna shoot me. Heard the guys outside was lippy. They wasn't the same when they not so clicky. Throw shots like 50-50. All of the way, I don't do 50-50. Ah, yeah, ah, yeah. Ah yeah, ah yeah, got no limits. Run up the numbers, got no limits. Run up the hustler, no limits. Unzip the list, put some gold in it. Pull out the 4-5 Pulp Fiction. How can I shoot when I'm chosen? How can I shoot when I'm chosen? Ain't hard to tell, I was going hard, I don't trip off the belt. Young shorty coming out of AKO. That's where you meet me, that don't please me. Pimpin' ain't easy, it's risky. Everything I make sound sexy. Everything I make sound XXXy. Ah yeah, ah yeah. Ah yeah, ah yeah, when I shoot no. B Beat up the bank, get risky. Link up, heat up the plate, get silly. Snakes in the way trying to hiss me. If they got an issue, do them all quickly. I'm a Maz, I'm a Gritty, them Rouse, they're boys, I'm a Dito, and yes, I'm a sicky. And rest in peace to my slime. If I put it on rap, then I put it on Indy. So light up the piffy, pour some liquor when life getting trippy. Nighttime when I duck out the crippy, and I pull out the paint, no kidding. Y'all pull out and bang, not really. Getting busy, whip getting drifty. I know when I'm gone, yeah, they all gon' miss me. I know y'all like the style, cause I'm...
Brand new track from Shiraz and Alice J. What's the name of that one, Sarah?
It is called Risky. And Tess, you quite like that one, didn't you?
I quite like that song. That's that was my hot take on that.
I like this.
I like that song.
It's like said through half of a yawn and being like, oh, this one's good.
Yeah, it might be time for another coffee.
Thank you for my coffee, by the way. No Tess problem. Makes a mean coffee. The best way to experience that song, other than listening to it on BFM, of course, is to jump on YouTube and watch the video.
Yeah.
Because the video is excellent. It's done by a film by Pedro, and it is 25 of Shiraz and LSJ's crew just messing about in an industrial car park with bikes, cars, doing burnouts, waving flags.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, an excellent time. They spoke a little bit to Sniffers about it and saying that the vision was just to create something really super authentic, something people could relate to, people from overseas can identify as being from Aotearoa. 25 poly boys waving our flags on a maunga is something that you wouldn't see anywhere else. It's also a symbol of us taking back what's ours.
That is righteous as.
Very choice.
All power to that, Shiraz and LSJ.
So jump on YouTube in the search bar, Risky by Shiraz and LSJ.
What is the last track you've brought us today, Sarah?
The last track I've brought you is by a woman called Jay Zunz, otherwise known as Lorena Quintanilla, who is one half of Laurel Meets the Obsolete, who you may know.
There we go.
Mexican psychedelic duo, but when she's releasing things under her own steam, goes by the name of Jay Zunz. The entire album is out at the moment under Rocket Recordings. It's called Hibiscus. This track is the least minimal of all of the tracks on the album. When she's by herself, she describes her music as being a lot more influenced by things like John Cage, stripping things down back to basics, but still with a bit of a psychedelic touch. This particular track, she wrote at the same time that there were presidential elections in Mexico. So
right.
She was in this liminal space of feeling a bit depressed about the world, but hopefully thinking things might get better. So let's have a listen to it. This is called 3333.
Summer day, love and expectation, followed by new love. Empty thoughts going home, empty thoughts, broken words, empty thoughts. Anyhow.
This is very cool. What is this, Sarah?
This is Jay Zins from her brand new album Hibiscus, which is her second solo album. Jay Zins is Lorena Quintanilla, who's half of Laurel Meets the Obsolete. Hibiscus is out on Rocket Recordings, and that track was called 33.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for bringing us some hot new ads to the 95BFM playlist. Thanks also to Mike, who texted in saying he saw Bill Callahan as Smog supporting Joanna Newsom at some tiny venue years ago. That was amazing. All capitals, amazing.
Bill Callahan is amazing. His voice sounds like molasses that your body needs. I'm going to stop talking. I love him. He's great.
He is great. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.